So we're really happy to be welcoming back to the program today, Kim Calvey from the Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library to get a little update on how things are going at the TCPL. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Joe. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Thanks for joining us and welcome to the merry month of May.
I know. I'm so excited. We're finally marching. We're really marching into 2021 and putting a lot of things behind us. So, and a lot of things to look forward to as well, which we're here to discuss with you today. So,
I know. I can't wait to hear about them. How have the friends been doing up to this point?
You know, really well. We meet at the beginning of the month, and so the last board meeting, it came up that we have 525 active members in the Friends, the Friends organization, and everybody has been supportive and has participated in all sorts of library activities that and the library hasn't been open to the public. So the challenge has been to continue to sustain interest and keep people engaged in what the library offers. And we've had a lot of support, a lot of participation. Our membership with the Friends is stronger than ever, which is fantastic and astonishing considering what the last 14 months have been like. So we wanted to make sure that we said thank you to everybody because we really appreciate the support.
When you have your meetings, do all the members attend the virtual meetings?
The board meeting is just for the board. So, okay. So there is just 12 of us, something like that. So, it's just us, but we, our meeting is an hour and we cover everything from what the updates are as far as what's going on in the library that we can, that we can look forward to, what meetings we have coming up, what other services the library continues to expand on and provide for the community, again, to keep everybody engaged. And we talk about the budget, and we're in good shape, surprisingly, considering, again, what the last year has been like for everybody. So, yeah.
That is great news. I know that, the library has masterfully pivoted to providing programs and services online, plus the curbside pickup. It really is quite amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have certainly availed myself of curbside pickup. Thank goodness. There's that. There's the grab and go, which I don't know. I know that the members, the friends know about that, but I don't know how much the community knows about that. And it's a wonderful thing. Everybody likes good surprises, right? And the grab and go is, you go onto the library website, you pick your genres, and then you go to the library and you pick out a bag of books. And it's a surprise. You don't know what you're getting. How nice is that? And it's free. So that's one example of the library pivoting, stepping it up, making sure that, the community is serviced and engaged and doesn't forget about the library. That's a primary function, obviously providing good reads for everybody. So that's one thing that we're really proud of that we've managed to do.
Yeah, and I know that the library is anticipating providing, in-person services again really soon.
Yeah. We're going to announce, reopening, this week. And I think it's going to be amplified even more and just generate even more interest and excitement when, now it's starting May 1st, we don't have, Governor Baker said we don't have to wear masks outside. So I think just that alone, okay, fine, you still come to the library, you have to put your mask on, and it's probably still going to be limited people allowed in the library when we do open up. But at least getting there, you can feel like, hey, I'm somewhat liberated. I don't have to wear this muzzle anymore, which I understand, those obviously for safety reasons, and I'm not poo-pooing it, but I'm just saying, I think we're all going to feel good, like it's a step in the right direction. It's going to get people out. And, who are we kidding? Everybody who loves the library is going to look forward to visiting the library at some point.
Right. Plus, you can enjoy the, at least the main branch, the beautiful, green lawn outside, if you wanted to take your books outside and read without a mask on.
Right. Well, exactly. As the weather gets nicer, and we have Claire Fitzmaurice, on our board committee for, to thank for that, because she is the gardening coordinator, and she spends a lot of time, making sure that it's landscaped and the flowers are planted, and that's for the benefit of everybody. So, nice surroundings. We have a beautiful building, and then we have beautiful surroundings.
I know that the library staff has been using the downtime, if you will, or the time where the public isn't there, to really upgrade the facilities.
Yeah, exactly. The carpet is being replaced. I didn't think that it, last time I was at the library, I didn't notice that the carpet needed any updating, but that's not what I go to the library to pay attention to. But apparently it's needed. And yeah, exactly. Now's a good time. And they're rearranging a couple of, they're moving a couple of things around. But as usual, the library staff is going to know how to direct people once everybody's allowed back in the building, even in limited numbers. And so I think it's going to be, once the doors are opened, even if it is to a limited capacity, Joe, I still think that people are going to look forward to going to the library, whether it's the children's room or, the research labs that are set up, or, whatever it is, the conference rooms. Just, I think everybody's just going to be glad to go into the library. And if it's been refurbished a little bit, what a nice welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. So what have the Friends got planned going forward, Kim?
Well, okay. So, first of all, I do need to make an announcement. We do have a new assistant director. Her name is Christy Lockhart. She came to us from, she came to Quincy from the Weymouth Public Library System. And libraries have been a huge part of her career. And so we're thrilled to have her. I know she's getting her bearings, learning everybody's names and whatnot. But she's a quick study. So, it's just a matter of time before she's completely assimilated, but we're thrilled to have her. So that's one thing. The other thing is we are still going to have an annual meeting, and that will be held virtually. So if anybody's interested, usually that's open to the public, and it still is open to the public, even though it will be virtual. Let's see, what is the date for that? I don't have it in front of me, but it's on the website, but everybody's welcome. And we're looking forward to, sharing with people, with the annual meeting, even more of what we have planned and what's going on. It's not going to disappoint. So I'm sorry. Here it is in front of me now. So it's May 11th at 7 p.m. And Misconduct Robin Abrahams is going to talk to us about how to handle annoying neighbors, annoying in-laws, friends annoying dogs, and much more. So I say, for that reason, that's a really good reason to tune in to the annual meeting.
Okay, those are some great skills that will be transferable to many situations in life, for sure.
Right, exactly. Because honestly, I think after being in lockdown, we're all going to need some reminders, right? So, yeah. So we're looking forward to that. We have that going on. As usual, we still are offering museum passes. And as I keep seeing on social media, museums are opening up. I know that there's something going on regarding the Van Gogh exhibit at the MFA. Hmm. And yeah, right. So, we offer museum passes to just about every museum in New England, certainly in Massachusetts. And again, things open up. I think people should avail themselves. It's wonderful to have these passes that are paid for by the Friends, make available to everybody. And, Boston is a wonderful community, a wonderful city to learn. And we constantly have exhibits coming and going. And I think people can, certainly avail themselves, and the Friends make it possible that way.
Yeah, do the museum passes expire at all, Kim? I'm thinking for somebody who might have one from, a couple of years ago that didn't get to use it because the museum's closed. Are they still good?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's no, it's not like, oh, sorry, you missed your chance. No. Okay. It's nothing like that. I mean, if somebody let's say somebody planned on going to a museum, at the end of March of last year. Well, we know that no one was going anywhere, right? Even going to the grocery store was iffy. Right. So, No. I mean, just, by now, turn in your pass and get a new one and make plans. Absolutely. It's not, No. It doesn't operate like that. I mean, the idea is to, make these programs, these services, these exhibits available to everybody as conveniently as possible. So, and people can reserve their tickets online. It's I mean, the website for the library is state of the art. You can get anything you need. So go on the website, look for the link. You know, if you're having trouble, you know, there are plenty of ways to get in touch with any staff member at the library. I mean, there's the website, there's the email. We have a Facebook page. So, and people are responsive. Library staff is responsive. So mm-hmm. if you need help navigating the website to book your pass or whatever it is, call and ask, you know, reach out.
Are there special passes for students, Kim?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I mean, there always are. Yeah, you just have to make it known that you are a student.
Okay. All right. So there's a lot going on, and it sounds like it's mm-hmm. going to get busier as time goes forward. Any word on the bookstore yet at the main branch? Have you heard anything about that?
We're antsy. When we meet once a month to talk about everything library related, the thing that comes up with a bookstore is we've gotten emails from so many people that have gotten jump on their spring cleaning and when can they please bring their books to the bookstore to share with the community. And that's really the theme. Yeah. So we're waiting for that to open as well. And when it does, it's probably going to be again, limited capacity, set hours, but it always is set hours.
Right.
So it's one of those things where call and ask, look on the website as to when, and you know, and that's the thing. I mean, the website, like I said, the library is extremely communicative. We don't have secrets. So if somebody wants to find out anything about when is the bookstore going to open, you know, are there any changes to scheduled meetings? You know, whether they're virtual or live, look on the website, or again, reach out to a library staff member and someone will get back to you with a definitive answer. So
right.
It's
the very nature of the library is to share information, right?
Exactly. So we're the library is doing an excellent job of staying ahead of the curve that we're all trying to flatten. And just make sure that everybody is provided for if somebody's looking for magazines online because obviously that's become a big thing, right? Magazines online or lectures or, you know, lecture series or, you know, anything that was live before, where possible, the library has made certain that we can make it virtual, accessible to the public.
Yeah, I know that the musical performances over the summertime were always a big, big hit. Have you heard anything about whether or not that'll be happening yet this year?
Yeah, I thought I heard that they were going to have a live concert at some point. So be on the lookout for that. Let's see, we have the calendar of events. That's on the website too. And that will tell you if it is virtual or live. The music. It's children's events. We've got music and movement with Ruby. These are for kids, which kids have a lot of energy. They should be able to burn it off via music. So that's Fridays, May 7th and 14th and June 4th at 11. Fridays, May 7th, May 14th, June 4th, June 11th at 10 a.m. Excuse me. 11 a.m. would be nap time for a lot of kids. So. So that's one example. There's something for everybody. Whether it's teens or, you know, younger kids, mature people, there's always something going on. But I hate to keep saying it, but yeah, the website has all of the information. It's the information is there and some of it does change. So, especially where things are live, you want to make sure that you're looking constantly to see if there are any updates because you don't want to plan for something and then find out that it's had to change.
Exactly. Yeah. Hopefully at least some of the outdoor events, you know, the concerts outdoors can be held live.
Yeah. I mean, there'll probably still be kind of, you know, some kind of limited spacing, 6-foot distancing right. and the whole bit. I mean, that's just normal. I think that's still the new normal for the foreseeable future, but that's okay. But who wouldn't like to listen to live music? So, just be on the lookout for that. A couple of things that I wanted to mention. First of all, the library does still have, you know, on demand administrative services like copying, faxing, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We do have tax forms that are available. So, you know, I mean, taxes are, you know, due in a couple of weeks, but people like myself scramble. So, you know, the library has the tax forms, so you can still avail yourself of that. So those two administrative things I wanted to make sure that I mentioned. And there was something else that caught my eye in the latest newsletter that I thought was really interesting. And I have to read this directly, so just bear with me here.
Sure.
Let's see. It was the, it's online. So let me just find it here.
Okay.
Here it is. Be a volunteer literacy tutor.
Yes.
That, you know, I've seen this before, but this is incredible because, you know, we have an expanding community. Globalization and the whole bit. It's a virtual literacy volunteer orientation that's coming up. It already started Monday, April 12th, and then Monday, May 3rd is the next one. And you can fill out a form to register. But I thought, you know, here's another way that the library shows that it cares about everybody. It wants to be inclusive. And so if somebody has time, you know, the inclination, the patience to, you know, help somebody improve their reading, and their writing, an adult is who I'm talking about, you know, help an adult improve their reading and writing skills. You know, what a rewarding way to be involved.
Yeah, that's the program Mary Diggle has been running for many years, and it's extremely popular, and some great success stories come out of that, too. Some of the students actually turn around to become tutors themselves.
Right, exactly. And to me, it's just, you know, especially right now where people have for months probably felt a little isolated, and people who, you know, let's just say, I don't know, maybe I'm just using this as an example. Maybe English isn't their first language, or somebody who just would like to, you know, just improve their reading, you know, or their writing. They've had the time and they felt a little isolated. So what a nice way to improve on both of those skills, important life skills, and make a new friend perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no cost at all. And you're trained, you know, before you ever start your own tutoring. So you feel confident,
right,
you know, in doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. When I was looking at the website again, that just kind of jumped out at me. And I thought, you know, that's just, I don't know, things like that I just always like.
Yeah. You mentioned the newsletter, Kim. How do folks access that? Is that something the library puts out or the Friends put out?
Yes. Yep. The library. There's a newsletter that's going out. We're looking at it now. And you can find that on the website. It's the, you know, volume 18, number 4.
Okay.
And it's probably what, 8-9 pages long, well, even pages. So 10 pages long, something like that. But it has all of the current information that I've talked about today, as well as, you know, just the standard information too, like the museum passes. Like there's a whole page in the newsletter dedicated to museum passes.
Okay. And that's something so folks can sign up for to receive every month.
Yeah, they should. Absolutely. You know, and that's the thing. I mean, as I was saying, you know, getting in touch with the library is a snap. First of all, you know, the library website address is thomascranelibrary.org, and go there. And then there's, you know, on the homepage, there's everything that will direct you. You know, we've got the bar across the top. So if you're looking for books, music, whatever, something for kids, you know, 50 plus, new to the US, all of that. And then at the bottom, the bottom of the homepage, there, you know, it talks about, you know, there's questions, chat with a librarian. And then on the homepage as well, on the left sidebar, in a blue box, at the bottom of the blue box, it'll say monthly newsletter, and you can click on that. So you can get it that way too. Yeah.
Okay. And I know you can always talk to a live person on the phone too, if you're not that computer savvy. It's not a problem.
Right. Of course. Yeah. 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 I mean, I take for granted that it's like, well, sure, you can always call, but there are other ways that, you know, because a lot of people do use their mobile devices, their iPads, their laptops, and, you know, and they access the library through Facebook. So that's, you know, I just like to point out that if you want to get in touch with the library, there are many ways to do it.
Yep. Library cards are still being issued, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, that never goes out of style. Yep. So if you, you know, I'm actually not sure how, well, I would assume because that's probably done online, but the actual procedure, yeah, I would access the library online, and you can, again, chat with a librarian and just express your interest in getting a library card. Because once you have a library card, that opens up the door for everything else, right? The museum passes, you know, access to all of the benefits and services, right? But yeah, a librarian can give, you know, tell you exactly, okay, well, if you want to get a library card, you know, I mean, there's no photo ID that's required.
Right.
You know, you just have to fill out a form, you know, they can direct you to that, you know, and then, you know, and I know I have a key card with my library number on it. Mm-hmm. You know, so they would probably tell you to come pick that up, you know, because there's still no contactless mm-hmm. pickup. I don't know, maybe some people would want it mailed too. And I know the library is usually pretty accommodating.
Yeah, pretty much anything you want, they can help you with when it comes to the library.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, no need to be shy. So, yeah.
I know mayor had talked about doing some facilities updates at the main branch. Are the Friends helping out with that at all?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're busy with that. We have our hands in that as well. I know that there's, the main branch, you know, like they're refurbishing the carpet. And then I have heard that, in the library on the first floor, the ground floor on the left, there used to be a little coffee shop, a little restaurant there. And my sources tell me that that's going to reopen under a different name at some point. You know, it was supposed to open up last year, but then of course the pandemic, you know, put the kibosh on that for now. But yeah, that's going to open up again soon. So again, the library will be a nice place to, you know, if you've got kids or you're with people that, you know, somebody's doing something in one part of the library, somebody's doing research, you've got a child and, you know, who's enjoying story hour and you want a quiet cup of coffee, eventually you'll probably be able to do that, which is great.
Sure. Do the Friends have their own separate website, Kim?
We have, what we have is, if you go to the website, there's at the bottom, let me see if I can find it. I want to give accurate information here. Mm-hmm. So let me just find it. On the homepage, there's upcoming events. And then at the very bottom on the homepage, on the bottom left, there's a little red banner and it says Friends of the Library. And there's a link, Become a Friend.
Okay.
So if you want to become a friend, you click on that and it's a form. It'll walk you through it. You know, you can leave a donation, that kind of thing, which is all secure. And then, you know, the newsletter is there as well. So you can see the update there.
Okay, great. Anything we should let folks know about right now?
I think that's it. I think I've covered quite a bit. So, but yeah, there's, again, I mean, we did want to make sure that we thanked everybody for, it's been a challenging year. We've had to pivot, that's right. And, you know, we're grateful that all of the Friends, we've got, you know, 500 plus members and everybody's been supportive and has participated. And we're grateful because it could have gone the other way. Right. And everybody has still made the library a priority. So we are incredibly thankful for that. And as a result, we've managed to stay ahead, offer some services that, to address having to deal with the pandemic. And maybe some of those services aren't going to go away once things open up. Who knows? Again, you know, stay apprised of what the library is doing. And we will continue to keep people informed about what we're doing and what we're continuing to offer.
Okay. And again, the virtual annual meeting is May 11th. Is that right?
It is May 11th at 7 p.m. Yeah, May 11th at 7 p.m. Okay. Be virtual. Yep. So, yep. So I'm pretty certain that once it's, it'll be on the website on the, on the landing page so people can join.
Okay.
So, great. Yeah. It'll be interesting to have, you know, Ms. Abrahams as a guest. Thank you.
Yes, bring your notepad and definitely jot down some helpful hints, I'm sure.
I know, right? Yeah, in case there's a quiz after. Who knows?
Thanks for the update, Kim. So good to talk to you.
Likewise. Thank you so much for having me again today, Joe. It was good to see you.
Yeah, likewise. We'll have you back again, too. Be well.
Sounds good. Thank you. Be well, too.